Let's just try and put this creative evolution of yours in some perspective, at least as we've witnessed it develop over the years on this radio program. You first joined me here back in 2008, and at that point you were known as a classically trained pianist. You were a music teacher at Loyola University in Baltimore. You were known to the world at that time by the name Kevin Gift, and you were just beginning to make a name for yourself in the whole hip-hop electronica world under the moniker Wendell Patrick. So bring us up to speed here on these two names, these two musical lives, and then the path that's led you to where you are now.
Well, I still have two names, still Kevin Gift and Wendell Patrick. It's really been sort of a steady progression since the first Wendell Patrick album, Sound, was released in 2007. I've just been doing a lot more work under that name, really probably more as Wendell Patrick than Kevin Gift for a number of years. I was fortunate enough to tour Europe several times. I've put out a second album under the name Wendell Patrick. That album is titled Forthcoming. And during that time, I guess really in the last two or three years, most of the playing that I've done as Kevin Gift has been free jazz or improvised keyboard playing, piano playing.
Well, that bringing us basically up to the present, we should move on now to these impending four albums in one day, this mega release. Rest assured, I am going to ask you why in the world you've put yourself up to this and the whole logic behind it. But first, let's turn to the music itself. The four albums have titles already, Travel, Passage, JDWP, and 2010. We'll start off at the top of the list with Travel. I'm going to let one of the tracks in progress from this album go ahead and roll out under you and let you say a few words about what's going on with it.
Every track on the album was essentially written or conceived in a different city when I was on tour or traveling. It's not really so much that I sat down and said, well, you know, how does this city make me feel? Or what is it about the city that I think would translate musically? It's more a matter of just being in a particular location and writing something. And whatever happens to come out, comes out.
Listen to some of the music from Travel, one of four albums currently under construction and set to be released simultaneously on New Year's Day 2014. Wendell Patrick is the man behind this ambitious quadruple release. And Wendell, we're going to move on now to a sneak preview of album number two. This one's titled Passage. What's the idea behind this work and maybe what distinguishes it from the sounds we just heard?
What happened was one night, probably pretty late, I was listening to some music and I thought, oh, it'll be kind of fun to put something together of my own that's in a similar vein to what I was listening to. And the challenge was to record something that sounded like acoustic drums, acoustic Fender Rhodes, guitar and bass, but all electronically, all one at a time, but have it sound like a band that sat down and began improvising and just playing together.
That's one of the really remarkable things about what we're hearing right now and what we heard on your last album, Forthcoming, and something that you almost had to convince disbelieving listeners of, and that was that, in fact, every sound on the album, on these recordings, is computer-generated. I mean, they sound so hyper-naturalistic, it boggles the mind.
I spent a lot of time and put a lot of attention into detail in terms of trying to get the music to sound that way. When I first started performing music from Forthcoming Live with my band, the drummer, the first time I met him, he asked me, you know, where were those drums recorded? And, you know, what microphones did you use? And I said, those aren't live drums. And he said, what? I don't really understand. And so when I explained to him, you know, how it was done, he just sort of shook his head. And the same thing actually happened with the bass player. And so that's really the highest compliment that I could receive, is for really world-class musicians to hear this music and think that it's being performed by other musicians.
From WYPR in Baltimore, this is The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin, joined in studio by hip-hop and electronic music phenomenon Wendell Patrick, as he's currently developing not one, but four independent albums, all due to be released to the world on the same day, New Year's Day 2014. We're talking with Wendell this week about how and why he's doing this, and we're getting some excellent advance listens to these works in progress along the way. And Wendell, next up is an album you're titling JDWP. This is something of a tribute album to the late record producer Jay Dilla. And even if people don't necessarily recognize his name, they've probably heard his signature sounds on various albums from big name acts like Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul. Maybe say a few words about who Jay Dilla was, what his musical legacy is, and how you're drawing on that heritage in this album, JDWP.
Jay Dilla is undoubtedly one of the most influential producers of all time. It's fascinating because he's extremely influential to a lot of people that have no idea who he is or what his name is. For example, with me, Stakes Is High by De La Soul has been one of my all-time favorite hip-hop songs since it came out, you know. And I didn't know that he produced that track until, I think, 2 years ago. You can listen to some of his beats. And even the ones that are very simple, there's this complexity beneath the simplicity. You don't just hear the same beat over and over. You hear all of this additional context. So I thought, well, it would be kind of cool to put together a tribute album with live instruments that actually aren't live instruments at all. So it's sort of this interesting take where you're reproducing tracks that were created primarily using sampling, but you're reproducing them with live instruments that actually aren't live.
Like the beat maker, reflections eternal like the words on my loose leaf paper. Paper, words on my loose leaf take ya back to the days of car phones and Motorola pages. Back to the days when rap was about skill level with a mic, not just skill with a gap, but I got real skills. In fact, you need to stop the track and beat what I said 4 bars back. I'm so nice, I'm my own ghostwriter. Not the greatest, but I'm more par with Mickelson and Tiger. Yo, I'm a guy with words. I make something out of nothing and a final product is superb. I write cursive lines with purpose and overstand my thoughts bubbling under the surface. It's in due time, I'll get mine, but I gotta stay true to this new grind, this DIY, the internet online, making sure I get the sound check on time. I'm online like pledging frats, my 4 raps are all over your social networking formats. I'm on that level of team, when you master the mind-body balance, now my thoughts are trained. I'm
an early listen to a track featuring Baltimore MC Saleem from the album in progress, JDWP, a musical tribute to the late record producer Jay Dilla, as conceived by Wendell Patrick. It's an ambitious project in and of itself, but it's just one of four independent albums Wendell currently has in simultaneous development right now. They're all set to be released on the same day, New Year's Day 2014, and Wendell, I guess I just misspoke, actually, because one of the four albums has actually got a different artist's name on it, Kevin Gift. I'm going to put on a bit of this fourth and final album in the works. You're calling it 2010. And this kind of brings us full circle, right? Back to your parallel and previous life as a classical pianist.
Yes.
Yeah. So what made you want to set aside the, you know, all the electronic gadgetry and get back behind the keyboard? The piano keyboard, I should say.
Right. I was actually going to record a piano album in 2006. It was going to be a classical album. And then around that time, I was diagnosed with a neurological disorder. It's called focal dystonia. And it severely affected my ability to control the fingers on my left hand. Didn't really know much about the disorder. It was obviously very troubling. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to play again. And there's no cure for focal dystonia, but there are different treatments that are available. And so I explored a lot of them. I was traveling to the National Institute of Health down in Bethesda for tests, and really without any success. And so a lot of that actually is where the Wendell Patrick music sort of began, because I couldn't play the piano anymore. And it was driving me crazy, and I needed some sort of musical outlet. And so I just sort of started making this whole other identity, which was Wendell Patrick, and has been an amazing musical outlet. Then in 2010, I thought, well, let me try to figure this out, you know, see if I can essentially outwit my brain, which was sending these signals to my hand that I did not intend to be sent. And so I started to spend a lot of really late night hours at the piano just experimenting and started to figure a few things out. You know, after about 7 months, I realized that there was definitely a change that was taking place that was sticking. And I was, you know, able to play some of the things that I'd played before slowly at first, but it was getting faster. And now it doesn't affect me, really. With that in mind, and also with all of the additional knowledge that I've sort of accumulated over the years, this piano album is happening. And it just made a lot of sense to call it 2010, because that was the year where I sort of started to figure all of this out.
Let's go ahead and give this excerpt a listen. This recording, by the way, is a relatively lo-fi practice demo, not the final audio for the upcoming album. Kevin Gift, a.k.a. Wendell Patrick, two original musical entities in one remarkable composer and performer. And, sir, I do need to ask you now, four albums in development simultaneously, one planned release date for all four of them. There's obviously a certain creative impulse that's fueling this output, but what is the logic of dropping them all on the same day?
It's completely illogical. It makes no sense.
This is you're just a man who needs a deadline, aren't you?
Well, you know, I was telling a friend of mine that I was going to be doing this. And one of the things that I said, half joking, is I said, you know, if I do this, it's not going to affect me negatively financially, because, you know, I'm not Jay-Z, I'm not Beyonce, I'm not going to be shooting myself in the foot by releasing four things simultaneously. And she said, she's a writer, and she said, actually, you putting out four albums is really interesting. She said, if you do that, I would want to write about that. I would want to hear about that. You know, you might actually be doing yourself a service without realizing it by putting all four of these out, because it's an interesting story.
Well, whatever the commercial logic or illogic of this undertaking, I admire your ambition, your organization, and your sheer productivity. We'll look forward to this quadruple album release on New Year's Day 2014. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Electronic musician Wendell Patrick, talking with The Signal's Aaron Hankin. You can find out more about the musician and his four simultaneous upcoming releases at wendellpatrick.com.